You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4.
The Prime Minister's husband, Philip May, is going to give his first broadcast interview this evening. He's kept a relatively low profile, but he's going to be launched into the spotlight on the BBC's One Show. There'll be questions, no doubt, about the private life of Mr. and Mrs. May. The One Show are also having to talk to Jeremy Corbyn and his wife. It's 20 years, of course, after Tony Blair shot to power as Britain's youngest Prime Minister, complete with a young family growing up in Downing Street. So, how does the family fit in to all of this? Obviously, there are pressures. Are there also still genuine advantages for politicians in using their families? Sarah Vine is on the line, Daily Mail columnist, but also, of course, the wife of Michael Gove. And Tom Baldwin is here, former Director of Communications and Strategy for Labour and advisor to Ed Miliband. Morning to you both.
Hello. Morning.
Sarah Vine, first of all, it's tough, isn't it? I mean, that's the obvious point to make.
Well, I think for any politician, having a wife like me is quite a big disadvantage. it's not as important as it used to be, which I think is a good thing.
Oh.
I think if you look at, I think the sort of traditional model of having to have a wife and 2.4 children is sort of fading. And in fact, we see some very unusual arrangements, marital arrangements, particularly with Macron, whose wife is quite a lot older than him, and of course with Mr. Trump, whose wives are a complicated scenario. And I think voters are much less judgmental than they used to be, but I do think that people do still want to see the person they might be voting for has attached themselves to. So I think that it's a good idea to have a little bit of insight.
And Tom Baldwin, if voters do still want to see the person and the family, should they be allowed to?
Should the politician be allowed to?
No, should the public be allowed to?
Yeah. Why is Theresa May doing this? I mean, it goes into the theme of today's programme. She's trying to prove she's not some sort of strange form of artificial intelligence on a robot who is sort of reciting strong and stable in a sort of Dalek-like way. It does humanise and normalise politicians, and it allows voters some sort of insight into them.
And you did it with Ed Miliband, and it was a successful thing. I'm not sure necessarily that his wife wanted to be in the public spotlight. Is that a fair point to make?
I think she was reluctant because she had seen what papers like Daily Mail had done to Sherry Blair, and she didn't want to expose herself to that. But she did it, and she did it very, very well. And she helped, I think, prove to some people at least that Ed Miliband, who the press was trying to prove was very, very weird and sort of un-English almost, was a normal family guy.
Yeah, and can that work the same way, Sarah Vine, with Theresa May, do you think? Will Philip May make a real difference, do you think?
Well, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. I mean, obviously, we're all very excited to see what he's going to be wearing, because obviously that's very important, what spouses as well. I think the other thing is that children, for me, are the difficult area for politicians because, I always felt very sorry for the Blairs because having young children in Downing Street is a total nightmare, I imagine. Kids are very sort of random and they do all sorts of strange things and you can't control them. And it's also very hard for them to understand, when they're young, the sort of the way the world perceives their parents and therefore them. And, particularly if you have children who are trying to, they're individuals, they have a right to make their own path in life, and they go to school and people immediately label them and attach all sorts of preconceptions onto them. That's why I think, in a way, that, funnily enough, although there was some criticism of Theresa May for not having children, I think that actually it's a great, in a way, it makes her a much better Prime Minister because she doesn't have to worry about the school run and she doesn't have to worry about whether they've got their PE kit.
Can we avoid children? I mean, have we got to a situation now where if politicians want to say, look, nothing about the children, then that can happen and people stick to it?
I think you can. I mean, Gordon Brown did that fairly successfully. I just think we've got a long, long way to go in this country, though. I mean, we haven't yet had a Catholic or an atheist Prime Minister, let alone one who's gay, divorced, or heaven forbid, living with his children out of wedlock. I mean, I think other countries are a little bit more grown up than we are. I mean, Macron just won the presidency in France. Think what the papers would have done about his relationship with his wife, who's a bit older than him.
Sarah Vine, in a word, is that true? We've still got a long way to go in accepting oddnesses of modern families?
I don't know. I think that the thing is that until recently, people without families haven't really presented themselves for the roles. I mean, I think that's what's so unique about Theresa May. I mean, in terms of Macron, I mean, it is quite a strange relationship, but they did meet when he was 15,
all right,
and she was 39, so it is quite bizarre. I think
it's the same age gap as Donald Trump and Melania.
He didn't meet her when she was a child.
All right, Sarah Vine, Tom Baldwin, you can continue this conversation offline, as it were, to use the phrase of the moment. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Nick Robinson, and I want to tell you a little about my new podcast, Political Thinking. Each week you'll hear my take on the election campaign and some proper conversations about what's really going on from people who aren't simply reading out lines to take from their mobile phone. Please join us and listen. You can download the podcast now. Just search online for Political Thinking with Nick Robinson.